You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Sfas Emes, Tofresh Nun Ches. And what's the Tchelis? I'm skipping over a little. He says that the Tchelis is a pshat to come to the Tachlis. The Tachlis is taka back to Shabbos, back to Olam Haba. Sfas Emes, without going back to Shabbos is very hard. Right? Going back to the goal, going back to the, you know, to Olam Haba, that all this brings us back to that's Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Now you could live Ani Hashem Elokechem Ad Kedekach. You'll reach that darg of Ani Hashem Elokechem in its fullest sense, which is Olam Haba. That's the Lovin and that's the Tchelis. Okay, so we'll talk about Tzitzis today. Gemara in Menachos. To give tzitzis is there and tefillin. How's it come out? Because we're talking about menorah, eight candles on menorah, ma'ak of each other. Then they go into tefillin is ma'ak of each other. Tzitzis is ma'ak of each other. Or it's four pairs of tzitzis. So at the end of the perek, the Gemara says like this: Ravina having ka'azal baser mar barvashi b'shabsa derigla. Ravina was going after mar barvashi on a Shabbos that they used to darshan the ilchus regla Shabbos, like we call Shabbos shuva, Shabbos. Shabbos Godel, right? They used to give the halachas and the chag, right? 30 days before. So on Shabbos, they got the people together and they learned the halachas with them, right? Shailim Bilchas of Rashi says, Koidim Pesach Lami Yom. So they used to darshan in Yonim. So he went there. Have you caused about Sreidim Avravas? He went, if Zakarna Dechute, one of the tzitzis got cut off. It got stuck in somewhere and it got cut off and he was unaware of it. He didn't tell him anything. He didn't tell Ravashi that his tzitzis were cut off. When he got to the house, he says, Rebbe, it was already cut off when we were in the street. For you would have told me, I would have thrown it off right away. You're talking about, remember, we're not talking about a talus, we're talking about a jacket, a coat, a frack. Right? When she was walking around with a frack, four corners in those days, right? Real four corners, and it's got tzitzis on it, right? I don't know if
was it covered in breeze issues. Was it covered in breeze?
Yeah. Oh, so that's the I don't know if any of you remember. It was a fella. I don't want to say his name right now. That used to wear a frack with tzitzis on it. You remember? You don't really didn't see him. He wore frack, and so I know the person who makes my frocks makes his. So I said, what'd you do that for? He said, what am I supposed to do? The guy's giving him, he said, he wants tzitzis at the end, right? He also wore a white frock, so that's, the person pays me to, what?
For Shabbos,
yeah, really serious. Yeah. So anyway, the Gemara says, like Rameya said, God will cover the Brias, Shadei Chalashim V'Tayra, Tayra Gemara of Shabbos, Gemara, B'lav D'loi Sasa, only a Dorabonim, okay. So the Ikadami Mahasam, he told him there. He taka told him. You want me to throw off? It's going to be embarrassing. I did it with a shirt, with just my shirt, right? With his undershirt. So that's talking about Lavlo Sasa, Hocha Carmelis Darbonin. It was a Carmelis. So that's taka the Halacha. The Halacha is, the basic Halacha. Is that cover the beast is deicha the rabbanon? Most frequent is that sometimes you have shilas that you know in the bathroom and you forgot tissues, so you have to you can't cut the paper, but you can if you use the cut and then flush it. It's doing it by itself. It's a rabbanon, so that you're allowed to do. Okay, because the cover the beast is v'shteitz. That's the Gemara's case, right? Gemara talks about in those days, you know, they cleaned themselves with stones and other things. They didn't have paper like we have, Baruch Hashem. So sometimes if you forgot to put away the stones, it was muk, so you were allowed to use it. In fact, the Mordechai Akasha, he says, okay, fine. There's no deraisa here because it's a Dorabonin. Dorabonin, you're allowed to be. I know he was walking around with a beged. It's supposed to have four tzitzis, so and it only had three. That means he's not yetzer the mitzvah. If he's not yetzer the mitzvah, so the other three is kang. In other words, if a person's wearing a beged, your talus, right? Let's say you wear your talus, and your place where there's no Erev, and you're walking the streets, and your tzitzis become possible, you're carrying. So, but you're allowed to, because it's a karmelis. Like the Mordechai, okay, good. The Rabbanu, you can be deicha. He's being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's a deraisa. So Mordechai basically says, that the pshat is that in a chanami, Abadi is chayev, but he can't do it because he's annoying. He's annoyingness. That's right. He's annoyingness. It's Shabbos, and one cannot make a kasher on Shabbos. Therefore, not that he's potter, he's an onus. Maybe an onus is a potter. That's a big shah by itself. Is onus potter or onus is chayev, but he's an onus. But that's not the issue right now. In other words, I mean, not right now, but 2 minutes. The pshat is that he's makayim a mitzvah, he's not makayim the mitzvah, but he's an onus on that, right? So therefore, Mordechai says, if the Torah would have said, don't wear, he brings up Rabbeinu Shloimeh the Yavish, I think, that if you would, if the Torah would say, don't wear a beged without tzitzis, so you're right, you're being over in Issa, you're wearing a beged without tzitzis. But since the Torah said, no, go ahead and put on tzitzis, it's a mitzvah, the Indian is, if you don't, you're being mevatel the mitzvah. Right now, that's not called being mevatel the mitzvah. Come up, I'm an onus. The Mordechai is saying that mitzvah the mitzvah, and based on this Mordechai, it also goes into questions. A person is in his house on Shabbos, and the mezuzah falls off. So it was loose, somebody knocks it by mistake. What does he have to do? Is he mechuyev to leave his house and say, I'm not living here anymore? Maybe mevatel mitzvah, or you can. So that's what the Prima Gadim, based on this Mordechai, says. You don't have to leave your house, you can stay in your house. But that's the Mordechai. Now, Lamaisa is, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought this halacha, and this machloikis, the Shach, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, if you could do this lechatchila. In other words, you come to Shul, and everybody is wearing a talis, you too, you forgot your talis. It happens many times. You go to a chasen, offer for bar mitzvah, and there's not enough talisim. There's a lot of guests. All there is one talis that's posel. That's posel. Okay, good. So it's not yours, so technically you're allowed to wear it. But let's say you all of a sudden you're putting on your talis, you realize it's posel. Right? Are you allowed to put it on lechatchila? Is this din only because it was in the streets and it was covered of brias? Okay, so that could be covered of brias too. You know what I mean? Okay. You don't want to sit there, you know, looking 70 years old and people asking you, would you like to go out with a 65-year-old girl? Right? I'm married, I'm sorry. Right? So the pshat is that could be covered of brias too. But let's say it's not. Are you allowed to lechatchila go ahead and do it? Right? So that's the machloikas, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz. What hit me over side is, it's taka, one of the things they speak about is the Gemara, that's Gemara and Shabbos, to put yourself shluchei mitzvah, where you know you're going to be doing an issa later on. You're allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're being mevatel the mitzvah. You're a deya, so kisei adam. There's a mitzvah called kisei adam, as you know, that when you shecht a bird, or you shecht a chaya, not an animal, not a behemoth, so you do kisei adam. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says like this. It's based on a Gemara in Beya. Misha ye'en lo offer lechasos. Let's say a person doesn't have offer, right? You take ground and you're on a boat. That's the case over here. It says, imu hoylech b'midbar b'sfina. So what do? Basically it says, take some gold coins, burn them and make them into offer. So he says, take your beged. The din is if the beged becomes, the Gemara says, offer could also mean afer. It can mean ashes too. Matzinu she'ofer, afer, nikra offer. So you can take off your kapata and burn it. So he says, it's not worth that chicken exactly, right? So, oh, that's a different thing. So, but let's talk the Allah. What is this based on? The Gemara in Beya, to shecht an yomtif. You have something to shecht an yomtif. And you don't have ready-made offer. It's muktzah, or it's malacha, because you have to dig it. So don't shecht. That's what it says. Misha ain't lo offer lechasos lo yishchet. The Gemara talks about ishtapa chamimi. In those days, what they used to do after bris milah is they had to make like a compress on the child with hot water. So what do? You tell a goy, you're allowed to mirla akum de umater in such a case. So the machlokes rishonim, I'm correct, Rabban and Balamor. What if it spilled before the bris milah? In other words, the case is, Pashas and Gemara, you mal the child and somebody walks by and the water spills. So you tell, you get a guy to do it. Or if not, it's a sakana for the child. But what happens if it's before somebody, it's spilled before the bris? Are you allowed to go ahead and put yourself in a matzav, mal the child, that knowing that you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos? That's a good point. They too show this. But listen to this, Gillian Marshall. Back to Reb Shlomo Eger, tzarch in ktsas, mimasha kosvu betaz umogan avram, bishulchan aruch archaim, simen yud gimel, b'shem Mordechai. Kiven de lo amra teiru lo silbash, teiru didn't say beloit tzitzis, mishum hachi b'shabes, di'ef shaloi lahatoba, shari lelavshay, beloit tzitzis, kimoi, bebayas she'en lo mezuzah, umayka, de'en also liknes, right? There's no issue to go in there, because on Shabbos, what are you supposed to do? Now, ulataz shamashva, the Magaram says the Chatchil, you could do it. But the Magaram, even the abundance mode, the Magaram says the also. So he says over here also, why can't L'chayra, who didn't b'choyl, she'yev shalom l'hasik tzitzit? He said, that's the same thing in the middle of the week. In the middle of the week, you want to put on tzitzit. So all the stores are closed, but right now, what are you supposed to do? You want to wear, and you're wearing a jacket. We're not talking about out tzitzit, remember. You have to put on a four-cornered baguette. So you can put it on, now you have to put on tzitzis, now I'm an honest, there's no tzitzis, there's no salesman. So he says, so why is this different? Why are you not allowed a shecht? Why aren't you an honest on the kisei adam? That's the Reb Shlomo Eger's kasha. So I want two terutzim, at least. Over here you have the mitzvah of kisei adam. That mitzvah is a one-shot mitzvah. Similar to what we said last week with Dov HaShesh Matirim, but you don't need that. Mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah every second. Right? So now, on Shabbos, you would have had another 200 mitzvahs. You're right. I'm not mekayem it. There's no way I can do those mitzvahs. If I take off the baguette, what am I gaining by taking off the baguette? Nothing. I don't get the mitzvah. Elowat, I'm being mevatel mitzvah. So that's the Mordechai's Chiddush, and I'm being mevatel. Over here, Yezicha are being mevatel the mitzvah, can zayn. Why? I mean, just adding to it. Maybe the blood will get soaked in the ground, and you won't have it. The mitzvah is to do it. That's the problem over here. What can shecht now and later? The Torah says, "Avada." We're afraid maybe the blood will be absorbed by the ground, and you can't do anything, right? Eventually, a liquid falls into the ground. You won't even see anything. So over there, the pshat is it's a one-shot mitzvah. A one-shot mitzvah, right? So avada, why should you be mevatel the mitzvah if you could do tomorrow? Do shecht tomorrow, so don't eat today, right? Don't eat today. Are you telling me, let's say it was taka, something that you had to eat for you? Maybe, I don't know, I can't find a case. You want to be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov, right? You want to, it's the only Simchas Yom Tov, right? The Rambam Shita is you have to eat basar, maybe.
Basar
of. What? Basar of. Yaitzu basayf. No, if it was a chayim. I think that's the simplest term. It's Mechavim to Noinig Yom Tov. Noinig Yom Tov says, I think that's a very simple. Well, let's just try this, another Torah, maybe.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Could be there's a difference between a mitzvah where the mitzvah is on you and the mitzvah is the thing itself should be covered. And as we know...
It's mois. It's mois. The Gemara says mois. Like, he said dam. It's mois.
What do you mean mois?
It's mois. The dam to left uncovered is mois.
Yeah, okay, fine. But in other words, the Gemara, you see, for instance, that if you don't cover it, somebody else could cover it, right? There's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. How do you understand that? If I don't put on tefillin, there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. But the other is not. I have to put on tefillin. That's it. Nobody does it. Mila, you have such a thing. Kisadam, you have such a thing. What's a pshat in that? Very simply. Because the pshat is, let's say the wind covered it. So that's what he's saying. The wind covered it. You don't have to do it anymore. Good, that could be if it gets uncovered. But the pshat is, the Torah wanted that it should be covered. That's what you want. In other words, over here, what did the Torah want? The Torah wanted you to put on tzitzis. So the pshat is, you're not wearing tzitzis, you're an honest. Over here, you're an honest, but sof kol sof, this should be covered. Similar, not exactly the same, the Avinezer says, why is there a din that you have to sell the shirt off your back for pesume nisa? For pindusum and nis, right? The din is you don't have to spend money on mitzvahs a certain amount, right? Bevazvas al yevazvas yosem mechoymish kula. How much it is? That's a big shaila, a tenth place. But a person, right? So the Avinezer says a little machshavadik. We'll use them. He says the Gemara says chishav lasos mitzvah venena. So a person was. Want to do mitzvah, want to... All of a sudden, it's a ninus. What could you do? He's about to do mitzvah, but mitzvah, and he loses the mitzvah. Something happened. He's not able to... He wants to purchase a lulav, and he can't get a lulav. We Baruch Hashem, don't know what that reality is. But years ago, there was such a reality. People couldn't get lulavim. People couldn't get a sregim, right? There were times it was stopped. There's times there was no commerce. So, there's all kinds of stories about it, right? So Koponim, it says Chishav Lasas Mitzvah. First, want the mitzvah. Nenas Mala Lava Kosa Kiloso. It's considered as though you did it. Meaning, a person really wanted to do mitzvah. An Oynes doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom. If you do an Oynes and then all of a sudden the lulav comes, you say I was already Yaitza. It means Mala Lava Kosa. You get Schar. You get some kind of Schar. You get the mitzvah was done. So Avinu says that's why Chazal patted you in certain cases. Like spending money. Why? Because you want to do the mitzvah, but the Chazal said, don't spend that much money. We don't want you to put yourself in the poorhouse, right? So Memela, the din is that you don't have to do it. He said, but Pesume Nisa, the purpose of Pesume Nisa is not for you to do the mitzvah. Pesume Nisa is the purpose to be mefarsimit for others. Who cares if you're an oinus? Lamaisa, you weren't mefarsimit to other people. The there's a tachlis to this mitzvah. Similar, also just again, just
dip. What are dalat kosos?
Oh, so he says it in dalat kosos.
That's why. My person said I'm alone by myself.
So he says that the chiv is to be mefarsim to bnei beisa.
The Gemara says, Chris, why is that so?
That's a good point. But he says over there that the ikkar is to be mefarsim to others. The inyan of dalat. That's what Gemara calls pesum nisa.
If I'm the only one to say
it. Could be then it's a different din. Could be it's a din of, it's could be there would be no din. That's a din of drinking it. Could be, you're right. But as far as Pesume Nisa, that's different, right? So, you got me off track. There was another tush I wanted to make. What? No, that was Davinese. Okay, it escaped me that second now. That also, you see certain things. Oh yeah, Taisus and Bava Kama and Bava Basra, Taisus and Bava Basra, Yud Gimel, that Eved Chatzi Yevam Chatzi Be'Chayim. So we know the din is you free him because he can't be Makam Pruvu. So Taisus says, why don't you free all of Adim? Because they should be Makam Pruvu. He says, what do you mean? All you should be Makam? That's the guy is part of from Pruvu. Right, if he's part of Fruvu, he can't be Mekayim.
He doesn't have a Chiyuv.
That's the question over there. Is the Pshat, he doesn't... just what we went... Huh? No. Is there a mitzvah... Kavir wants to know, is there a mitzvah on a Evet to be Mekayim Pruvu? Evet Klein.
I wasn't shy. I'm saying it's only on a Zohar.
So he's a Zohar.
No, but he's not.
Aisha.
He has mitzvahs like Aisha.
He's not.
He has
mitzvahs with Shevis,
but sorry, maybe with
Shevis.
Let's leave the Shevis. Pruvu first.
Shevis.
What? Shevis. Shevis, correct. But let's say Pruvu. Does he have the mitzvah Pruvu? So this is a big shaila. People are forgetting. I'm not blaming you, Mark. You weren't here. But the shaila is, does the Eved have dinim like an Isha? What would have been, how do you know Eved has dinim like a mitzvah? Like an Isha? La la mi Isha. What would have been without the la la? What would the status be without the la la?
Be like a guy.
Oh, that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Would it be like an Akum? Meaning that la la tells you that he's chayv and mitzvahs like an Isha. Without that, it would be. Or the Pshat is no, he would be like a Yid. He's a Yid, he has Kedushas all. Right? Except La La diminishes it. So what does that mean? It gives him the same klal as an Isha. What's the klal of an Isha? Mitzvah cessation is man grumba. But something a woman is pata because she's a woman. Why is she pata puvu? Kifshua. Darech shel ish lichvash. Ve'en darka shel isha. So, but he is darka shel, he's an ish. Rambam says that an ish, the din is an isha, is a lot of sheva peis and a beard. Ever Kanani is not allowed us. What do we see from there? The Ever Kanani is a yid, except he has a mitzvah like an isha, meaning not he has the mitzvah of isha, he has the klal of an isha, zman grumah. But something a woman's potter because she has no beard, it's not called, even if she grows something, it's called a growth, it's not called a beard, he's not potter from. So he's mekayim improver, but he can't be mekayim because there's no yichas, who's going to marry? Shem for Kananis? So Toy says, so free him. So what do you mean free him? He's an honest. Right, every time you're anonymous, so make a taisi or you say blind man to avoid you. So the chaim say because the mitzvah pruvu is a different mitzvah. Now you can use the word l'shevis, because the mitzvah pruvu has a purpose to it. L'shevis yitzavah, that you're correct. L'shevis.
No,
what? There's a tach. Oh yeah, but the pruvu is a tach. Right. So memela, maybe you should free him. That's what Tais is saying. Because it's a different, not a person's in an honors. So you're allowed it because it's a mitzvah rabbah. It's a mitzvah rabbah. That's what the verse says. But mechataisi is an honors right now that should bring him to a mitzvah. The answer is because since this mitzvah has a tachlis that you do, so that's basically over here. The Torah wanted the blood to be covered. The Torah wanted, it's not the pshat, the Torah said, you cover blood, but it's your mitzvah because you're the sheikh. Right, when Bezalel, the Russian Bezalel, the Seifus, he's also a sheikh, right? So when he comes here, this year they didn't allow him to do it, but because of COVID, but he comes usually shechts on a Saras Yimei Tshuva, and he gives you the right to do Kisei Adama, mitzvah Doraisa, right? How's he allowed to give up his mitzvah? Torah says, this is the type of mitzvah that's given, it's the tachlis is to cover it. So it doesn't have to be me because I shecht it. The first one who gets it is one who shechts it. That's Gemara's case, where somebody chapped the mitzvah. So he has to pay him a sara zuhuva. There's a whole shayla. If you steal, Reb Chaim Moshe has, is the din of stealing a mitzvah, you stole the mitzvah, you got the mitzvah, or you destroyed the mitzvah? A guy's about to be mekayim mitzvah, destroy the mitzvah. He's about to give shachmanis, you take a guy's drunk, cleanse the shachmanis in the sewer. Is that called stealing a mitzvah? Or is it the stealing a mitzvah means I got the mitzvah instead of, because that's a Gemara's case. A guy was about to bench, and what happened? He benched instead of him. A guy was about to kiss the amkut. Because the pshat, but a guy's about to put on tefillin, and I grabbed the tefillin away from him. Your pashas, you would hold on.
What?
Yeah, but does he have to pay a sar zuhuvim? That's what you want to know. Right? Is he chuyif to pay tassar zuhuvim? Yeah, you're thinking, God, who would ever do it? At least stealing a mitzvah, you understand. But what's takap shah? Because it's called a mitzvah, because you get a mitzvah. So over here it's the tachas. I think the pasha teretz is the only yomtif in Lomdis. But this is also a nice teretz.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.